Well, the Ogden Bulldogs among the postseason qualifiers in Class 1A. They'll take on Trainer on Friday night. We're talking now with Ogden head coach Tyler Lloyd. Coach, you know, the goal every year is for your season to end in the playoffs. And, I mean, you guys have accomplished that. You're playoff bound. How are we feeling as you get ready for the playoffs and with the overall trajectory of the season?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of excitement coming into the season. And, you know, obviously, yeah, your first goal is to always make the playoffs. And we were able to do that. And I've been here 3 years, and we've been fortunate to qualify every year that I've been the head coach here at Ogden. So keep that tradition going. And this is 5 years in a row for Ogden now, and that longest run in school history. So, you know, you're excited about those things too. And played a gauntlet of a season, and have been dealt some different, you know, cards with injuries, and every team deals with that in different ways. And so you kind of look at that and the growth of the program there as well. And I've had some guys step up and make some big plays. And, you know, at times we've played really good football, and at times we've been really challenged. So, you know, the playoffs will be no different, but everybody's record is 0-0 now. And yeah, thankful for the opportunity to continue our season.
Speak to the ups and downs of the year. When you guys have been at your best, what have been some of the things that you've liked?
You know, I think defensively we've really kind of changed where we're at, and we brought in a new defensive coordinator, Tom Crowden, and our kids have really responded to his system really well, and very demanding of our kids intellectually, demanding of them in terms of, you know, their effort and level of play, and that's been a really, really good thing for us. And then, you know, just some of those other things. We had a top five receiver returning as a sophomore, broke his foot in the scrimmage, and we didn't get him back until week 7. And then, unfortunately, at the week before in week 6, we lost our quarterback. And, you know, at 1A football, then you're getting pretty young at that position. So, you know, you just navigate those things. And at times, you know, we've looked young offensively and haven't been able to execute as well as maybe we needed to. But all things considered, you know, you're 4-4. All four of our losses have come to district champions or teams that tied for the lead in the district or ranked in the top 12. So we've been seasoned from that standpoint too. And Caden Dudley has done a phenomenal job for us both defensively and offensively. He's had multiple games with 5 touchdowns and, you know, kind of established a run game, direct snap offense to him at times to try to help us, you know, keep things moving offensively and keep our defense off the field. And then special teams, we've done a phenomenal job on that side of the ball. We've got one of the best punters in the state on average, and then we've forced a ton of extra opportunities for ourselves with some of the things we've been able to do in the kickoff game with squibs and pop-ups and those kinds of things, and then that's really led to a lot of momentum for us. So yeah, we've ridden that roller coaster, and every season's like that, but you know, we continue to take the next step forward as a program.
Now, looking to the next step, which is a really good Trainer team on Friday night, we're talking on Sunday morning, so maybe you're already deep into the preparation process of them, you know, maybe you're not, but what do you know about them as you guys get ready?
Yeah, I mean, big physical team, you know, one of the blue blood programs in Iowa, and that's consistently in the playoffs and finishes top 2 in their district, hosting playoff games. So we never played them directly when I was in Northwest Iowa, but I know Trainers made the trip up there to play Western Christian, West Lyon, those types of programs. So I have seen them in person a couple times. And, you know, tradition's tradition. So they definitely have those things established. So, yeah, we understand that. We understand it's a high-level opponent, but that's what you're going to get in the playoffs. And, you know, that's what makes the sting of Friday a little tougher, too. When you lose a game by 1, which was predicated on seeding, yeah, you're a 4-seed going to play a district champion as opposed to being a 3-seed and going to play a district runner-up. But, yeah, it's Iowa high school playoff football, and we've got to be ready to go no matter where we fall, no matter where we rank. So, yeah, we just continue to battle, continue to fight. And, you know, fortunately for us, you know, I think it's another opportunity for us to grow. And, yeah, we'll just see how well we can hold up in that physicality, because that's an area that we do need to take a step forward in.
For you guys to have a shot on Friday night, what has to happen? What will be the things that you guys will have to do well?
You know, I think trying to find a way to put some drives together, you know, run clock, keep their offense off the field. They're really explosive at the tailback position, quarterback position, and then they've got some talented receivers as well. So, and they kind of hit you at all levels. You know, you're talking, you know, over 1,000 yards passing, over 1,000 yards rushing as a team. So yeah, that presents its own set of challenges there. And, But you know, at the same time, we've seen that from different opponents this year too. So I guess it's not something new that our guys have to walk into, but it definitely is a new opponent and a different level and a different style. So get back to the drawing board, do some things, continue to grow. Like I said, we had some players come back from injury, but we've also lost some players to injury. So just continue that continuity thing. And then, you know, you just got to take care of your 111th for the guys that are out there, and hopefully can find some ways to swing some momentum. Because if we can't, you know, trainer's going to be able to put some things together, and they've definitely had some crazy stats and some crazy point spreads. And you got to try to keep things close to give yourself a chance.
That's Tyler Lloyd, head football coach at Ogden. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best on Friday.
Yeah, thanks.